Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex for game number two of the day between the Scottsbluff Bearcats and the McCook Lady Bison. This one with a lot more implications than the first one, as if the Bison lose this one, there's no shot of them making the state tournament here in 2024. So they have to win this one to force a game three, a decisive game three, and that will have all the marbles there if they can do it. But here, their only goal to win this one, get to a game three, and force maybe a chance to make the state tournament coming up next week. The Bison lost game one to the Bearcats as it goes to a full seven innings. They ended up losing 9-5, and with that loss, it drops their record on the year to 25-7. It's just the second loss that they have had at home this year, as they are now 10-2. The Bearcats improve to 21-10, and now are 8-3 in true road contests this season. This is now the third time that the Bison and the Bearcats will have seen each other. Sorry about that. Apologize for the commercials going over there as dealing with some technical difficulties, but we're back. Do apologize about that here. Game number two about set and ready to go between McCook and Scottsbluff. Take you through your starting lineup real quick for the Bison and Easton Gillen squad. It's Brooklyn Gillen, Danica Havlicek, Paige Bortner, Malia Hilker, Rosalyn Wehmers, Layson Keller, Bradley Morgan, Danny Johnson, and Cassidy Rogers. And hopefully we'll be able to see Sydney Hodgins maybe in some sort of substitution role. But Sydney took one right off of her inside of her ankle on her left side on a foul ball when she was playing third base, hit her on the ankle, and we haven't seen her since then, so hopefully she's going to be okay. But game number two about ready to get underway. Hallie Schneider, and the first pitch from her, Brooklyn will swing and pop it up out into right field, and Hannah Schneider over to her right will make the play, and there is outs number one. So Brooklyn able to get one up into the jet stream, as it's being called, as that wind blowing in from the northwest and out to right field. But that time, instead of driving it out farther, it just ends up pushing it up into the air, and it hangs up there, and there is out number one. And now Danica Havlicek will dig in here in the top of the first inning, and Havlicek will take outside. And if you're wondering, wait, this isn't the JC Sports Complex. How is McCook the visiting team? Well, in these three-game series, game one is true. The home team is the home team visiting the visiting team, and then they flip in game two, even though you're at that home place, and this one will be fouled off. So the Bison might have that to their advantage if they could get out early and maybe punish Haley Schneider, who was behind the dish in game one, catching for her sister Hannah Schneider, who's now in right field. Haley the lefty, Hannah the righty. Is that funny how it works? And here is the 1-1 pitch to Danica, and she'll take on the outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-1. So nobody on, one down. Brooklyn sent a shot out into right to start it, but it could not fall, and here is the pitch, and Danica will take high and tight for ball number three. And so the pressure of the contest, I feel like, has now flipped. McCook was the higher seed there in game one. So you're kind of thinking, hey, we got to win game one. We're the higher seed now, as the 3-1 pitch to Danica is swung out and missed to make the count full at 3-2. Now it goes from all the pressure like that to now the pressure on Scottsbluff to finish it off in two, while the Bison are playing with nothing to lose here. I mean, they have everything to lose, but they know that all they got to do is win this one, and then they'll be back into the same elimination-type game that they just were in game one. So 3-2, and the pitch to Danica. She swings right through it and misses for a strikeout. The Bison only struck out three times against Scottsbluff in game number one, as Hannah Schneider pitched very well, had no walks and 3 strikeouts, just 3 earned runs. And the Bison had all 3 of those strikeouts come in the final 2 innings of play. And here is the first pitch to Paige Bortner, and she will take low for a ball. So Paige Bordner in game number one reached via an air, singled, doubled, and singled. But on the double, was trying to turn it into a triple, and it was caught over at third base as she'll take a strike there. She thought it was a bit high, but the count now goes even at one ball and one strike. Nobody on, two down, top of the first inning. And here's the pitch. Bortner will take low. And the count. Now two balls and one strike. But what a defensive contest we had. Scottsbluff did commit three errors, but around that made some tremendous plays. And here's a hot shot. Pass Ramirez and up the right field, left field line. Bortner's digging around first on her way to second. And she'll be in with a two-out double here in the top of the first inning. So the Bison as the visiting team trying to get started after two up, two down starts. And now it'll be Malia Hilker stepping up to the plate here for the Bison. So game number one just ended a little before three. And here we are just a little after 4:30 getting ready to go. Game number one, I should say, ended just a little bit before 4 o'clock. And here is the first pitch, and Hilker will take in there for a strike. So the Bison, it's pretty simple, and I'm sure we'll say it a lot throughout the broadcast. They win, they force a game three, and keep their state tournament hopes alive, while Scottsbluff has to win to make the state tournament for a fourth consecutive season. And the pitch, that one is in the dirt for a ball. Scottsbluff in the dirt for a ball, and Paige Bortner will take off for third and get in there on the wild pitch. And that was something that Hallie Schneider did not have a lot of behind the dish last game. But now she's in the circle, dangles the left arm, and winds and delivers the 1-1. Hot shot down the line, foul again. Coach Gillen sticks his leg out, and it'll miss him. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. So Scottsbluff, fourth straight tournament, state tournament appearance is what they're seeking here. The last three times now that they have played in a district final, they have went to three games. I guess the last two before this. If it goes to three here, then it'll be three straight times that they have went to three games in the district final. As in 2022, they went to three games with Norris, winning game one 12-8, losing game two 9-5, and winning the final game 12-1. Last year, they went to three with Columbus Lakeview, losing game one 10-7, rallied back to win 13-5 and 15-7 in game two and three. The pitch to Hilker, and did it hit her? The drop ball they tried, and she tried to duck out of the way and just let it go in for a ball. The count is now two balls and two strikes, two down, runner on third for the Bison. Malia Hilker at the plate, trying to drive home an opening run for the Bison in the top of the first. And the 2-2 pitch, Hilker, hot shot past the second baseman McCoy and into center field for an RBI single. And the Bison strike first here in the top of the first inning. So all of that momentum that Scottsbluff had on their side might be sucked out with an early lead here for the Bison. And they'd love nothing more to have that be the case. So now that'll bring up Roslyn Weimers. And we'll dig in with a runner on first and two down. The pitch, Weimers won't swing at it. And we'll take his strike on the inside corner. So the shadows are starting to play a little bit of an effect here at the JC Sports Complex. It is all sun in the outfield and most of the infield, but the first base side at home plate and some of the circle are all in the shade. Here's a hot shot past the second baseman, but it'll go off of the foot of Hilker and into right field, and that is just an unlucky play for the Bison as she was hit in fair territory, so that'll make her out. Weimers will get credited with a single, I think is how that works, but the inning, no matter what, comes to a close, and we are through the top half of the first. The Bison able to pick up a run. We head to the top bottom of the first. It is McCook 1, Scottsbluff 0, here on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex, where we head to the bottom of the first inning. McCook able to put up an early run there and make it 1-0. And now Riley Morgan, who just pitched seven full innings, will step back up to the plate here. So the Bison in front 1-0, bottom of the first inning, and Hannah Schneider will be the leadoff hitter for Scotts Bluff. And the first pitch here to Schneider is on the outside for a ball. So the count is now one ball and no strikes. So one ball, no strikes, and the pitch. And taking an outside pitch for a strike there is leadoff hitter Hannah Schneider. Michaela Henry on deck. Hallie Schneider in the hole for Dan Fox's squad here in game number two. A 1-0 lead in the pitch. That one's fouled off and out of play. And the count is now one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike. One ball, two strikes, excuse me, here on Hannah Schneider, the leadoff hitter for the Bearcats. As Briley Morgan will check the armband, gets ready, and winds and delivers the pitch. And that's a big swing and a miss for Schneider and a great start for Briley Morgan, who only had two strikeouts against the Bearcats in game one. Gets the pesky Hannah Schneider to strike out on the first plate appearance of the game. And now Michaela Henry will try to spark some life into the Bearcat offense here in inning number one with a Bison 1-0 lead. The Bison scored in the first inning in game one. They scored two, actually. Led 2-0 and then actually led 4-2 after three. But the Bearcats would outscore the Bison over the final frames 7-1. And walk away with a 9-5 win in game number one. And here in game two, we'll cook up with a 1-0 lead. And here's the pitch to Michaela Henry, and that one's on the outside. And it makes it two balls and no strikes. So two balls, no strikes. Michaela Henry at the plate. Briley Morgan gets ready again, winds and delivers, and that one is in there for a strike. Briley, seven innings pitched, 11 hits, 9 runs, 9 earned, 6 walks, and 2 strikeouts in game one. Already has a strikeout here in game number two through the first inning. The pitch, and that one is in there for a strike. Is really dotting it down the middle here and maybe has changed the strategy a little bit after she was really looking to the outside part of the plate through that first inning, for that first game. And now here has really been trying to go strong inside and more middle in, but does give Scotts Bluff the opportunity to tee off on him. Here's the pitch, and she won't there. Checked her swing. Did she go around? No. So the count is now 3-2. The Bison thought it was a strike anyway, even without the check swing. And now it's 3-2. And the 3-2 pitch. This one's popped up. Over to second base. Keller back behind, and she'll make the play. And there is out number two. So two up, two down for the Bearcats here in the first inning, and Hallie Schneider will step up to the plate. Hallie is now at the pitcher's spot today in game number two for the Bearcats after starting game one behind the plate. Gave up just one run in that first inning. Bison almost had a two-out rally going, but Malia Hilker was hit by the ball, hit from Roslyn Weimers, and the first pitch to Schneider is in there for a strike. So Briley doing what she did against Scotts Bluff on Monday, and that's getting ahead early, and doing what she did in the first few innings there in game number one. This is swung on and a miss from Schneider. I don't think she ever saw the ball out of the hand there. Dan Fox turned around and kind of pointing towards the head, knowing when to swing. He said, we're just swinging a swing now. Got to know what pitch is coming. The 0-2 inside corner. Called strike three. Briley Morgan with a backwards-looking K to end the inning. And we head to the second inning here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 1, Scotts Bluff 0. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96-1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex. Game number two of the B8 District Finals. McCook losers in game one, 9-5, and already up 1-0 as we head to the second inning here in game, number two. Here's the first pitch. Keller swings, pops it up into right field, and it is out there. So kind of a weird inning for the Bison in the first. They're able to score a run, but then with a runner on first base and two down, Roslyn Weimers hit a bounding ball towards second base, but Malia Hilker just there's nothing she could do about that. Just unlucky it hit her, and so that forces her to be out. Now it's the final out of the inning. And the first pitch here to Bradley Morgan is on the outside corner and called for a ball. So one ball and no strikes, one down here in the second inning. And Haley Schneider will retake the rubber in the circle here for the Bison in the pitch. This is a hot shot right up the middle and into center field. So Briley Morgan picks up somewhat where she left off after game number one and rips a single, a one-out single, and that'll bring up Danny Johnson to the plate. So Briley in game one had a single, but then softly grounded out to the pitcher and struck out. So has maybe found some life again from that first at-bat of game number one where she singled and drove home a run in inning number two, and here with a one-out single in game two in inning number two. And now Danny Johnson clocks one high and deep into center field. Meyer Henry on her way back, and she'll be able to make the play. Great job by Henry reading the ball, but Danny Johnson got a hold of one there. And Henry, who's playing back a little bit farther than normal with this wind that is blowing straight out to right field, was able to make a great grab there in center, and there's two down with a runner on first for the Bison, and Cassidy Rogers at the plate. And the first pitch, Rogers sees, she swings, belts it in front of home plate, and they'll call a foul ball. And the count is now 0-1. And I think Scott's Bluff was wanting to know how that was foul. It's kind of a weird play there. Two down, runner on first for the Bison with a 1-0 lead in game two of the B8 District Finals. And the pitch, that one's taken on the inside corner for a ball. And the count is now one ball and one strike. Cassidy Rogers thrown into the lineup for Sydney Hutchins, who took a ball, ground ball, in foul territory when she was running at third base off of her ankle. And that one is in there for a strike to make the count 1-2 here to Rogers. And Hutchins, after that, has not returned to the game. So hopefully she's going to be okay. Maybe give her a game off, and if the Bison win it, maybe see her back in game three. But here is the 1-2 pitch. And Rogers will foul it off, and the count now goes, stays at one ball and two strikes. Cassidy Rogers, just a few plate appearances this season for the Lady Bison. But not a lot. Has seen a lot of JV experience, though, and the pitch. And that one's high, but how about this? Cassidy Rogers getting thrown into the lineup as a sophomore with a chance to make it to the state tournament, but you have to win this one to do it. I mean, that is a lot of pressure. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Rogers had the drop ball, kind of timed up perfectly, went to swing, held back, and then swung and fouled it off. And she's kind of been the first one to hold off on that pitch and wait for it to come in the wheelhouse. Just didn't get enough of it there, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Two down, runner on first for the Bison here in inning number two with a 1-0 lead. The pitch to Rogers, swing and a miss. Strike three for Rogers as she swings through it. Strikeout two for Hallie Schneider. And we head to inning number two here from the JC Sport. Head to the bottom of the second inning. And it is McCook in front, 1-0 over the Bearcats here on Kicks 96-1. Back here from the JC Sports Complex, where our score, as we make our way to the bottom of the second inning, it is McCook 1, Scott's Bluff 0. As the McCook Bison were able to push a run across in the first, had a runner on with two down in the second, and Cassidy Rogers strikes out. Now, Riley Morgan in for her ninth inning of work overall, second in the game. And the first pitch she throws is a ball just a bit high here to four-hole hitter Kay Michelson. And here is the 1-0 pitch. Michelson will take outside. And those pitches just must be a hair out. They look like a strike, but just are on the outside half of the plate. So the count is now two balls and no strikes in the pitch. That one is down the middle, and Michelson will watch it go by. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. So two balls, one strike, nobody out here. Bottom of the second inning, Bison with a 1-0 lead. A great start after losing game 1-9-5. The pitch, Michelson connects, hits it high and deep in a left center field, and running over to her left to make the play is Danny Johnson. And there is out number one, so it's four up, four down for the Bearcats to start game number two. And Bradley Morgan, who had no such of a run really throughout game number one, has started out hot here in game two in a game where you've already pitched seven innings. The Bearcats may be thinking she's a bit tired. Instead, she has attacked him right away and has come up with some big pitches. So Adriana Rodriguez will dig in here with a one down. The first pitch to her is in the dirt for a ball. So a 9-5 winner for the Bearcats in game one forces a game two. No matter what, it would have been a game two, but forces McCook kind of into a hole, down 1-0 in the series. And here is the 1-0 pitch to Rodriguez, and she'll take high and away. That wind is still blowing in from the north. So if you're sitting up here at the JC Sports Complex, it really is hitting your back pretty well. And the pitch, that one's high and away, as it is plummished up to 82 degrees here today. And the wind has risen a couple of miles per hour. It's now at 15 coming out of the due north, pushing from home plate out to right field. And the pitch, and Rodriguez will take ball four. And so it is a four-pitch walk for Adriana Rodriguez, the first for Morgan in the game. And Laurel McCoy will step up to the plate. So it was four up, four down to start. Now a four-pitch walk, and Laurel McCoy will dig in with one down and a runner on first. And Laurel will step to the plate from the left-hand side with a chance maybe to rally her troops here, down 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Scott's Bluff, the home team in game two. And if a game three happens, McCook will be the home team again. The pitch, Scott's Bluff. And Laurel McCoy will take outside for a ball, and the count is one ball and no strikes. So Bradley Morgan called on to do what she's done a lot all year, and that's pitch multiple innings. And this is a big swing and a miss here from McCoy. And the count is now one ball and one strike. Bradley Morgan pitched, coming into today's contest, 120 innings. So add nine to that, and that one's low and away. The throw down to second base, not in time to get Rodriguez, who will swipe the second base bag with a stolen base. As Rodriguez has now stolen two bases on the day, but 147 and two-thirds. That's how many innings the Bison had thrown as a staff. And 120 of those coming in were to Bradley Morgan. This pitch is on the outside, and it's 3-1. So Bradley, through the first four batters, was doing something she had a little trouble with towards the tail end of game one, and that's get ahead. Now she's not getting ahead here. McCoy will slap this one into left field. It's down for a single. Danny Johnson with a throw to the plate. It'll be cut off by Havlicek, and the game is tied on an RBI single from Laurel McCoy. So Laurel McCoy with an RBI single moves up to second on the throw. And the Bearcats, if you thought they were going to go quietly in game two, they're not, as the score is now 1-1. So that ball by Laurel McCoy, who has done just enough every time, I feel like, at the plate against Briley, does enough there to drive home a run. And the pitch swung on, a hot shot past Morgan and into center field. Rounding third and on her way home. The ball will get away from Morgan, roll all the way to the fence behind home plate, and a run will come home to score for the Bearcats. So there will be no RBI, but it's a single for Campbell Meyer on the first pitch up the middle. McCoy ran to third, turned and looked, and the throw from center fielder Hilker was rolled underneath the glove of Morgan all the way to the fence. So it'll be an E8 there on the Bison. And they don't have many errors this year. And so now Easton Gillen will come out and talk with his squad after the E8. Or you could say E1, whatever it was an E. Which is not good for the Bison, as that drives home a run and moves Campbell Meyer up to second base. And now it's a 2-1 lead for the Bearcats in the second. after Briley Morgan cruised through the top half of the order. 5, 6, and 7 have done the damage. And Kiara Sarchet will step up to the plate here with a chance to continue the damage. Just one out of the inning, runner on second. It's a walk, a single, and an error mixed in there to drive home the second run. And Sarchet will take for ball number one. So Sarchet at the plate here with a runner on second base for the Bearcats and just one out in a 2-1 lead. And Morgan winds and delivers. Sarchet will take a ball on the inside corner. The count is 2-0. And I was just saying there, Bradley now having a tough time dealing with the bottom of the order of getting ahead in the count. She's been down in most of these counts here, so trying to reverse that. And Sarchet will take high and away for a ball. So 3 balls and no strikes now here from Morgan to Sarchet, the 8-hole hitter for the Bearcats. 2-1 lead. And here's the pitch. Sarchet fights it off and sends it foul down the third baseline. So the count is now 3 balls and 1 strike. Dan Fox turning around, shrugging the shoulders there, saying, hey, it was a strike. I'm happy if they swing at strikes. That's what every coach is saying, I'm sure, across the state. 3 balls, 1 strike. Morgan winds and delivers, and that one will hit Sarchet. And so it'll put runners on first and second for the Bearcats with just one out. So Briley Morgan as a whole today has walked 7 Bearcat batters and has hit 2 of them. So has issued essentially 9 free passes throughout the contest today. The Bearcats as a team have just been hit by a pitch 9 times throughout the regular season. They played 31 games. And today they have been hit by just 2. So certainly an odd occurrence for the Bearcats to get hit by a pitch. But they'll take it, as now they have runners on first and second. Briley Morgan with one out, trying to work out of a jam. The first pitch she throws here to the 9-hole hitter, Danny Hunter, is fought off and hit foul. So the count quickly goes to no balls and 1 strike. Briley started out the inning with Kay Michelson at the plate. She fought off a ball into left field, and since then, it is a walk, single, single, hit by pitch, and 2 runs have come across home plate. And the 0-1 pitch, that one's taken high for a ball. So Briley had that pitch right down the middle early in the game, and now here in the second inning trying to find it again. The 1-1 pitch, that one's on the inside corner, called for a ball. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Bearcats, who have now played in 4 straight district finals, trying to win all 4. The pitch swung on, popped up, foul, and out of play. And all 4 district finals have been tough for the Bearcats. They've only won 1 in 2 games. So trying to maybe make that 2 here and make a 4th straight trip to the state tournament while the Bison. And here is the pitch from Morgan, and Hunter will take a strike, and that is strike number 3. And the Bison able to get a big strikeout there as Hunter goes down looking. Strikeout 3 for Morgan. Morgan, who only had 2 strikeouts all day against Scottsbluff in game 1, now has 3 in the first 2 innings of game number 2. And Hannah Schneider will be back up at the plate here. Schneider, first time up, struck out swinging. And here is the first pitch to Schneider. It's in the dirt. Weimers picks it out with a great pick there. The count now goes to 1 ball and no strikes. The Bison have played in 7 district final games. 2 last year, 2 the year before, and 2 in 2020. And 1 today, and have not won a single one of them. The pitch swung on, fouled off. No, popped up in the air right at Morgan. She'll make the catch, and the inning is over. So Briley Morgan works her way out of a jam there in the second inning with runners on first and second base and 1 out. She gets a strikeout looking and then a pop out to her, and the inning comes to a close. So we are through 2 complete here at the JC Sports Complex. It is Scottsbluff 2, McCook 1. This is Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex. BA District Final, start of inning number three in Brooklyn. Gillen tattoos one right past Ramirez and out into left field. She's on her way to second, and she'll be there with a stand-up double to start inning number three. Great for the Bison. So it is a first pitch swinging double for Brooklyn Gillen, and the Bison are back in business here in inning number three. They've had a runner on in every single inning so far. Scored with two outs in inning number one. And inning two, got a runner on with just one out, but couldn't seem to drive Bradley Morgan home. Now Danica Havlicek looking to bunt. She'll pull it back. And staying at second base is Brooklyn Gillen. So Danica Havlicek, who struck out her first time up, they're in inning number one. Now here in inning three, trying to tie the game up as the Bison find themselves down in game two, 2-1. The pitch here from Hallie Schneider. She looks to bunt again and will pull it back. And the count goes to one ball, two balls and no strikes. So two balls and no strikes. And they get ready to throw. Here's Schneider, the pitch. Havlicek gets the bunt off. It goes to Schneider on to first. It's in time. The throw back to third base, and Ramirez is able to pick it out of the dirt. Could have been drastic there if it got past her, because Gillen would have most certainly come home to score the tying run, but it does the job, sacrificing Danica Havlicek's bat there. So Danica sacrifice bunts. That goes 1-4. And Brooklyn Gillen is on third with Paige Bortner at the plate. Paige, an RBI machine this year, has 32 coming into today's contest. She'll take high for ball one. Did not have one in game one, but she reached in all of her plate appearances, three of which were hits, one via an error. And now Bortner sends a high fly ball into left field and running in, but Mitz playing the ball out there is Sarshit. And one run will come home to score on the E7. And Paige was running the whole way and takes it all the way out there into third. So Sarshet maybe lost it in the sun or lost it with a win. The ball will fall down and the Bison tie it up at two apiece. So Paige Bortner for the second time today gets on with an error. So that will be an E7 that puts her on third. And now the pitch to Malia Hilker is inside. She ducks out of the way to take ball number one. So the game, just as quickly as it became 2-1, Scott's Bluff is now knotted up at two, and McCook trying to take the lead back here in the third. And the first next pitch to Malia is fouled off, and the count goes to one ball and a one strike. One down, runner on third for the Bison, and the shade is now starting to cover most of the infield as pretty much everyone but the shortstop and the third baseman are in the shade. Here's the pitch. Hilker takes inside, but this one's called a strike, and she's down to the count now. One ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes. Runner on third base for the Bison. It's Bortner in a 2-2 game here in the third. And Malia Hilker awaits the deal from Hallie Schneider. And the pitch, it's low in the dirt. Takes ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Paige Bortner goes down to an E. She is getting ready. She knows if a ball gets by the catcher, she wants to score and give the Bison the lead. And now here's the 2-2. Hilker swings and sends it over the shortstop's head into left field. Bortner will score easy. It's an RBI single for Malia Hilker. And the Bison take the lead back in the third inning at 3-2. So back and forth we go. Just like two prize fighters in the ring, the Bison land a punch here in the third and take the lead back at 3-2. So an RBI single from Malia Hilker, second time she's been on today, and Roslyn Weimers, who singled her last time up, will dig in on the pitch, and Weimers will take low but in for a strike. And the count is no balls and one strike here on Weimers. Weimers in game one, grounded out three times and singled. And here today is singled once, but didn't have anything going her. Well, now it's a hot shot towards short. It'll get past Rodriguez and into left field. Hilker will take a look at third, but then will be standing up there and will put runners on first and second for the Bison, and Layson Keller stepping up to the plate. So back-to-back singles with just one out here, and that's going to bring out Dan Fox to talk with his infielders. With the runners on first and second, one out, Layson Keller at the plate, who has showed that she can pop it out there to the outfield, hit a triple in her first at-bat of the day, but since then has grounded out twice, struck out once, and including her first at-bat of the second inning today, flown out once. So this is a big at-bat here for Layson Keller, who would love nothing more to plate both of these with a fly ball over somebody's head out there in the outfield. Scott's Bluff in the inning with one error already, and it came when Paige Bortner hit a high sky fly ball out of the left field. And Sarchet went over to her left to make the play, but dropped the ball. So it goes down as an E7. Bortner just came home to score on the RBI single from Aaliyah Hilker. And now it's a single here through the hole in between short and third for Roslyn Weimers, who is courtesy ran for by Aspen Bales. And stepping up to the plate here for the Bison is Layson Keller again. And so... So Keller at the plate, Aspen Bales on first. And getting ready to wind and deliver the first pitch is Schneider, and she will take low for a ball. The throw down to third, looking to steal. She comes off the bag, goes back to it, and she is called out. Over sliding the base there was Hilker. It was a gutsy move by Easton Gillen to call for the double steal there. The throw to third was perfect by the catcher, Hunter, but it was Hilker that overslid third base, and so she'll be caught stealing, and now there's two outs for Keller with a runner on second. And here is the first pitch, the next pitch to Keller. She swings, rockets one to Ramirez, off her glove. Ramirez looking to make a play at third. She won't, and everybody is safe, and then taking over to second is Keller. The ball is dropped there. Rodriguez won't have a play to home, and the Bison lead it 4-2. What a play by the Bison on the base pass. It's 4-2 Bison here in game number two in inning number three. So Ramirez, who dropped it out of the glove, then looked to make the play at third with a charging Bales. Bales was called safe. She tried to throw it to second as Keller went and took second. And then the throw to her, Rodriguez drops, and so there was no play at the plate, and the Bison come home to score, and they lead it 4-2. Now Morgan pops it over the head to Rodriguez, and she'll make the play, and the inning comes to a close. So we are through. 2.5 here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 4, Scott's Bluff 2. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. So in somewhat of a same fashion as game number one, the Bison have opened up a 4-2 lead here in the third inning. They led 4-2 after three, and now they lead 4-2 going into the bottom of the third inning here. Briley Morgan out for another inning of work. And the Bearcats, after a 3-up, 3-down first, were finally able to get to Morgan in the second to drive home two runs. And here in the third of game number two, Scott's Bluff winning the opener 9-5. And the Bison ahead now 4-2 in the third after just some miscues last inning from the Bearcats. A couple of errors out there on the base paths. And the Bison lead it 4-2 here in the third. And so, Briley Morgan will face two-hole hitter Michaela Henry, and Henry will look at a ball for ball number one. And the pitch, that one is just on the outside corner for a ball. So the count is now 2 balls and no strikes. Briley has been dealing with a lot of these counts where she hasn't been ahead over the past inning or so. And the pitch, that one's high and away. She issued 2 walks and a hit batter. I guess a walk and a hit batter last inning. And now is down to the count 3-0 here. And this one, and the pitch, that one's inside, ball 4. And it's a leadoff walk for Michaela Henry. Walk number 2 for Bradley in the contest. So the Bison, game number 2 in front 4-2. Scott's Bluff trying to find a little bit of a rally here. It was the fourth inning where they picked it up last game and scored 7. Between the fourth and the fifth, McCook would only be able to come back with 1 run from the fourth inning on and would lose 9-5. Is that one side away for a ball? They certainly had their chances. The Bison had 12 hits last game. They just couldn't find enough of them at the right time to drive home the runs, and they have today along with taking advantage of some miscues, and that one's on the inside corner and called for a strike from Bradley Morgan. So the Bison and the Bearcats have now faced each other 3 times over the last couple of weeks of the regular season, over the last few weeks here. This is a hot shot right at Morgan, right at Brooklyn, deep in the hole. She'll bobble the softball, and an E6 for the Bison there. Won't help them out. It'll put runners on first and second with nobody out. So Brooklyn, who rarely makes a fielding error there, makes one there. And it puts runners on first and second with nobody out and Kay Michelson at the plate. Courtesy runner will check in here for the Bearcats. Anna Hafner has run her way out to first base. So she will be on first. Four to two here in game number 2. Scott's Bluff winning game number 1. Bison have to win this one to force a game 3 if they still want a shot at all to make it into the state tournament. And the pitch here to Michelson is high and away for a ball. And the count is now 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley trying to maybe reel that strike zone back into her favor here. And here is the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and tattooed over the second baseman Keller and into right center field. It'll roll to the wall. 1 run is in. After rounds third, she's on her way home. The throw to the plate is not in time, and it's a 2 RBI double for Kay Michelson. And just like that, we are knotted back up at 4 apiece. So Kay Michelson steps up huge with a 2 RBI double here in the third inning. And Adriana Rodriguez will dig in. The first 3 have reached base for the Bearcats here in the third. 2 have come home to score. Rodriguez will look at the first pitch on the inside corner, and Kay Michelson, who has come up with a few big hits today. That's her second double with an RBI attached to it. This time 2 compared to 1 that just happened in the third inning of game number 1. Now here's a hot shot up the middle and into center field. Michelson will round third, stay at third. And it'll be a single to move the runner up to third base for Adriana Rodriguez. And the Bearcats keep the line moving. So the Bearcats' first 4 hitters went down in order. And since then, the Bearcats have rocked off 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. They've walked, been hit by a pitch, reached via an air, have 2 RBIs in that time, and have scored 4 runs, and we're knotted up at 4 apiece here in the third inning. And it's Laurel McCoy at the plate with runners on the corners and nobody out. McCoy rolls one over to second. Keller to second for 1, and she is safe over there. Brooklyn Gillen, I think, was wanting the interference call. And she is tapping Keller, saying nothing wrong with there. So Rodriguez slams into the glove. No interference call, as it was just a normal play. Kind of agree with that one. And Easton Gillen is going to come out and talk with the second base umpire, as Gillen had her. And so I think Gillen is saying, was the ball in the pocket at all of the glove? Because the ball did get knocked out. So was it in the pocket enough to deem it out? But I don't think it was. as Rodriguez and Morgan collide in Brooklyn. Gillen, excuse me, collided at second base. The ball popped into the air. Gillen was able to pick it up, so the bases are loaded now. And, excuse me, no, a run came home to score there as Michelson came home to score. And Easton Gillen is still talking with the second base umpire, trying to maybe get an explanation of what happened there out at second base. And it takes a lot to reverse a decision. And so Easton Gillen still out there talking, but it'll go down as a fielder's choice for McCoy and put runners on first and second with nobody out, and it's a three-run inning now for the Bearcats. Easton Gillen is going to go talk and ask the second base umpire to talk with a home plate umpire about if there could be some interference, and now the third base umpire is coming in here to talk with the home plate umpire. Easton, I'm sure, is arguing, was there interference? Was the ball in the glove at all enough to deem it out? Because if so, that put the first out of the game on the scoreboard. But the run would still be coming home. So either way, the Bearcats lead 5-4. And now, each team here trying to get going here. And so still talking it over. Man, this has been a long, long delay. And they've got to make a decision. There's not many times they reverse a decision. And usually, and now I think they're asking the third base umpire what he saw. Because the home plate umpire was talking with the second base umpire for a while. Now the third base umpire has chimed in. Dan Fox is looming on the third base side. Easton Gillen still standing there. And I'm sure each of them trying to hear bits and pieces of whatever is happening. And they are going to say that she is safe. And Easton is now going to go and argue with a home plate umpire here who might know a little bit more about the situation. This is turning into a long delay. Runners on first and second base for the Bearcats now with nobody out. Easton, I'm thinking what he's getting told, judging by his reaction, is not liking the call. And he's still kind of trying to argue maybe what he is thinking and trying to get his message conveyed of what he's asking. And so Easton's still awaiting, and he's going to walk back and not be happy with the call there. So she's called safe. So there was a lot to go through that, as there was a big collision there at second. So was it interference? Was the ball in the pocket of the glove at all enough to deem it out? And I think that's what everybody was trying to decide. And in the end, she'll be deemed safe. And with a 5-4 lead here in the third, Scottsbluff has nobody out and runners on first and second base again. And now Campbell Meyer, who singled her last time up, strolls to the plate and digs in from the right side. Riley Morgan still looking for that first out here, winds and delivers, and Meyer takes a strike. So maybe that long delay gives the Bison some time to regroup after a three-run third inning for the Bearcats has them back in the lead. And here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's outside for a ball. And the count is one ball and one strike. So one ball and one strike here in the third inning of play, 5-4. McCook down by one in game two. The pitch, that one is just outside for a ball. Count now is two balls and one strike. Bison haven't lost many games here at the JC Sports Complex. Trying not to lose their last two. The pitch, hot shot, right up the middle. No, it'll go off Gillen's glove again. She'll throw to first. It's in time for the out. Campbell Meyer, who is standing on first, thought she was safe is now called out. And, oh, man. So maybe a makeup call there. I don't know. And I know you would expect me to side with McCook. But, man, that looked like she was safe. I mean, goodness. But they call her out, so the Bison will take it. And there's runners on second and third. And here's the pitch from Morgan. It's a bunt and into foul territory. Danica Havlicek runs in and makes the play. And just like that, from no outs to two outs on two pitches. And so the runners moved up to second and third on that ground out from Meyer. And now the Bison are in a good spot here as Danny Hunter will dig in with two outs and runners on second and third in the bottom of the third inning with a 5-4 lead. Hunter swings at the first pitch. It's right at Gillen. She picks it on to first in time, true this time. And the inning comes to a close. So the Bearcats had nobody out with runners on first and second. Three pitches later, they're out of the inning. No more runs come across the plate. And we head to the fourth inning here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook down 5-4 to the Bearcats here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex, where we are heading into inning number four, a game that is back and forth. And I compared it to a prize fight, and that's what it has been. Two of the best fighters battling it out of the ring, and each of them have thrown their punches, and they've been punches through the first four innings as the first pitch here to Danny Johnson has popped up into foul territory, and Hannah Schneider runs in practically from the fence to almost the infield dirt to make the play, and Danny Johnson is snake-bitten on the first pitch here of the fourth inning. So Danny Johnson is out on that foul out, and what a play. And there is just punches back and forth, great defense, great offense. That's what today has been. Cassidy Rogers, who is filling in here for Sydney Hodgins, who was hit by a ground ball in foul territory when she was a runner at third on the ankle, and since then has not returned to the game. And that happened in game one, so we haven't seen her since then as she was substituted for right after that. Rogers will take low and in for ball number one. And the count is two balls and no strikes, excuse me here. Hallie Schneider has looked very well so far through the first innings. And the pitch, and it's fought off over to second base, picked up there on the first and in time. So two up, two down for the Bison in the fourth, who so far have scored a run in every inning but the second and are now down 5-4. And here's the pitch to Brooklyn Gillen, and that one is on the outside corner. So McCook with a run in the first, three in the third. Scottsbluff with two in the second and three in the third. And it's 5-4 Bearcats. Gillen will take low. It hit or did it bounce on the dirt first? And that's what they're gonna say, right? No, they awarded her first base. Is she there? And she started to run back, and then so Brooklyn. And so now they're calling her out because she leaned into the pitch is what I'm gathering here. Just a weird second game. Goodness. We've had a runner got hit by a bounding ball in play that forced an out. Then a long delay in the third inning with a play at second base, and now Brooklyn Gillen is going to be called out because she dropped her body into the pitch. And so it'll be usually that's an out, but it won't be there. And so the count is still 2-0 and the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike. So Gillen now Still ahead in the count, two balls and one strike. Thought she was on first with a hit by pitch and is now back in the dugout, is now back in the batter's box. And here's the 2-1. Gillen fights it off, and it goes foul. Dan Fox got up with quick, so to a couple of his coaches, they make the play. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Two down here in the fourth. Brooklyn Gillen at the plate for the Bison, trying to be the rally starter. Gillen swings, hot shot, Rodriguez off her glove and into left field. Another error for the Bailcats, and Gillen is going to go ahead and take second base with it. So with two outs, the Bison will have a runner on second base, down by one of the fourth. So that'll be an E6, and it is error number three for the Bearcats today. They've had an error now in back-to-back innings. And stepping up to the plate is Danica Havlicek, who has had a sack bunt and a strikeout today, as that one's on the outside corner for a ball. And so they've just changed it and make it a hit. So it is a official hit there. I'd call it a single. Here's the pitch. Hot shot down the line there for Brooklyn Gillen. And Gillen just took second base, waiting for the throw in. So single. She's on second with the throw. One ball and one strike here to Danica Havlicek. She can't bunt this time like she did her last time up. Was able to sacrifice Gillen over and really started a rally for the Bison. Now with two outs, she's got to swing away. And here is the 1-1 pitch. Danica looks to bunt. We'll lay it down. It's up the first baseline. Schneider the throw. It's not in time. The run to the plate. Gillen slides. She's safe. And the Bison tie it up at 5-4. Oh, my goodness. What a play. A gutsy call by Easton Gillen. And the Bison pick it up to make it 5-5. So 5-5. Bison tie it up on the bunt RBI single from Danica Havlicek here in the fourth inning. The Bison are not going to go away quietly, and here are the Bearcats. It has been a heck of a game. So a bunt single ties the Bison and the Bearcats up at five. Bortner at the plate, hot shot towards short, picked up by Rodriguez. It's on to first and in time. And so the inning will come to a close, but the Bison with two outs use a squeeze bunt essentially with a runner on second and get the run to score, and they lead and they tie it up here as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Our score, McCook 5, Scottsbluff 5, here on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex. Bottom of the fourth inning, it is 5-5, and the Bison and the Bearcats, like two prize fighters, are punching each other left and right. And we'll see if the Bearcats punch back after the Bison essentially run a squeeze play with two outs and a runner on second base. It was a gutsy call, but the Bison get it done as the first pitch here to the leadoff hitter for the Bearcats in the inning, Hannah Schneider, is on the outside for a ball. So the Bearcats had runners on first and second base last inning with nobody out, and then runners on second and third with one out. Here's the pitch, and that one is on the outside corner. Runners on second and third with nobody out. After that, it was a ground out, pop out, ground out. The pop out was on a bunt into foul territory. And ahead in the count is Schneider at 2-0. She pops this one up high into the outfield. Hilker with a long run in, and she'll make the play. Malia Hilker with a long run in from center field, practically into the infield dirt, out almost in right field, is able to make the play, and there is out number one. So one down, what a run for Malia Hilker. And Hannah Schneider is tamed and has been tamed in all three of her at-bats today. And now Michaela Henry will dig in, walk, scored a run her last time up. And the first pitch to her, and Henry swings and hits a fly ball out into right field. Miller running over to her left to make the play. Rogers the DP, Miller the flex. playing out there and right, and she makes the play, and it's back-to-back flyouts here in the fourth. And so the Bison, who had their first two hitters in the fourth, go down. Now Scott's Bluff has the same thing, but the Bison here will try to get the Bearcats to go three up, three down. 5-5 in the fourth. The Bison trying to force a game three after losing game one, 9-5. And the pitch. And that one is in there for a strike to Hallie Schneider. And the count is no balls and one strike. Hallie today has reached via an error, scored a run, and struck out looking back in the first inning. She digs in here. And the pitch, Schneider with a hot shot into center field. And it's a two-out single here for the Bearcats. So Hallie Schneider, who is in the circle for the Bearcats today, saying, hey, I want to give myself some run support, and gets on with a single, but she will be checked out of the contest with a courtesy runner as Hafner will come in to run for her. And Kay Michelson, who delivered the big hit in the third inning, a double that scored two runs, a ball that went all the way to the wall, will dig back up to the plate here. And so Kay Michelson back at the plate here for the Bearcats. And the first pitch, Michelson will hold off on the high heat and take it outside for ball number one. So one ball and no strikes, 5-5 here in the fourth inning between McCook and Scott's Bluff. And the pitch swung on and lifted towards short. Gillen will take it on a hop, step on the bag, and the inning has come to a close. So the Bison get the Bearcats without a run for the second time today, and we remain knotted up at five apiece as we head to the fifth inning here from the JC Sports Complex. 5-5 between Scott's Bluff and McCook. It's Bison softball on Kix 96.1. Kix 96-1, Bison softball back here in the BA District Final from the JC Sports Complex. And Layson Keller, leadoff hitter for the Bison, takes strike number one, working against Hallie Schneider again here in her fifth inning of work. And here's the pitch, and she'll take low. So just three full innings left in this one. Bison 5, Scott's Bluff 5. The Bison trying to win it as the visitors today. And here is the 1-2, 1-1 pitch. And Malia Hilker, at the plate, will take on the inside corner for strike two. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. And the pitch to Hilker, she'll foul it off and into the dugout on the third base side. Hilker today, two singles and an RBI. Her first single that got her on first, she was then trying to advance to second after a single from Roslyn Weimers, and she was hit by the ball in play. Now Hilker sends a ball high and deep out into center field. Henry on her way back, and she'll make a play. And Michaela Henry with a huge play out there in dead center field. So Malia Hilker, who probably sent a ball as deep as you could in the air today, as we've had one bounce off the base of the wall in center from Adriana Rodriguez. But other than that, it's been a lot of, looping fly balls that have rolled all the way to the wall. Here's the pitch from Weimers. Hard shot towards third. Ramirez on to first. It's in time, and it's two up, two down for the Bison here in the fifth, just like it was in the fourth, and the Bison were still able to score a run. The Bison essentially used a squeeze play with two outs and a runner on second base. It was Danica Havlicek that laid the bunt down, got Schneider out of the circle. She threw to first. Havlicek beat the throw there, and then the throw home was offline, and now a rip from Layson Keller out into right field. Schneider will bobble it a little bit. Keller with a long look at second, but will retreat back to first. And it's a two-out single for the Bison from Layson Keller. So Keller has reached base in her last two plate appearances, reaching via an error in the third, and steps up here in the fifth and rips a single with two outs. And now Briley Morgan, who ripped a single her first time up, will dig in here. So Briley, who popped out to short her last time but ripped a single her first time up, digs in with a runner on first and two down. Briley with a hot shot past McCoy into right field, and on her way to third, and in standing up is Keller. She'll take a little bit of a look towards home, but retreat back to the bag. And the Bison, just like that, with two outs, have runners on first and third after back-to-back two-out singles. And Danny Johnson, who is 0-for-2 today, with a fly ball to center and a fly ball to left field that Hannah Schneider ran in from her position all the way almost into the infield grass and foul territory to make the play on. And with two outs, Danny Johnson won't swing at the first pitch and will take low and in the dirt for a ball. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Taking second base is Briley Morgan. Briley, who's usually courtesy ran for, remains out there on the base paths. And now it's second and third for the Bison with two down. And the pitch to Danny Johnson. She lifts one over the head of everybody and into center field. One run will come home to score. Morgan stopped at third, and the Bison lead it 6-5 in the fifth inning with a two-out RBI single from Danny Johnson and another two-out rally for the Bison. So back-to-back innings, the Bison have rallied with two outs. This time, they get runners on first and third, and they lead it here now 6-5 in the fifth inning. And Dan Fox wants to come out and talk with his squad here. The Bison having to win this game to force a game number three. And get a huge hit right there from Danny Johnson. So Dan Fox still out there chatting with his squad as the Bison have just taken the lead at 6-5. The Bison today have led 1-0, 3-1, and now 6-5. Been playing catch up since they led 3-1. And Cassidy Rogers, the 9-hole hitter for the Bison, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out, will dig in here. She was just up in the fourth and grounded out. And now faces Schneider with runners on first and third and two down in a 6-5 Bison lead. Rogers will take the first pitch, the throw down to second, and Danny Johnson will retreat back to the bag. Rodriguez came in. No, McCoy came running in from behind the circle to take the throw. Danny Johnson then retreated. Didn't know whether she should go to second or not. Probably a good play. Danny just got back to the bag in time. And now Rogers awaits the 0-1. Here's the pitch. And now they're going to throw it back down, try to use the same play. They won't do it. And Danny will take second base. And the Bison again will have second and third with two down. So for the second straight inning, the Bison have pulled off a two-out rally that has scored a run. And now they're trying to make it multiple runs with two outs, and nine-hole hitter sophomore Cassidy Rogers at the plate. Rogers swings through that one, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Runners on second and third, two down, 6-5 Bison of the fifth. They force Scotts Bluff to not score for the first time last inning since inning one. And here is the 1-2 pitch from Schneider. Rogers will take outside, goes off the catcher's glove, up against the backstop. Morgan will come home to score, and the Bison lead it 7-5 in the fifth inning. So a wild pitch will lead to a run. Danny Johnson moves up to third, and the Bison lead it by two here in the fifth. So the Bison, who were scoreless, were left scoreless in the second, have since scored three in the third, one in the fourth, and two in the fifth to take the lead at 7-5. Cassidy Rogers at the plate trying to bring one more home. And the pitch to Rogers. She swings, pops it up, foul, and the count will remain at two balls and two strikes with two down. So the two-out rally for the Bison started with back-to-back hard singles from Layson Keller and Briley Morgan. Then it was Danny Johnson bringing home Keller with a single and an RBI. Morgan comes home to score on a wild pitch. And now this one will be in the dirt and low, and the count will go full here to Rogers at three balls and two strikes. Rogers twirls the bat a little bit in the hand and will dig in here. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Runner on third base, and here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up on the infield, and right there to pick it up is Campbell Meyer, and the inning will come to a close. So we are through 4.5 here from the JC Sports Complex. McCook has opened up a 2-run lead at 7-5. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. B8 District Final back here at the JC Sports Complex. Bison lead game 2, 7-5 in the fifth inning. And it's a first pitch strike here from Riley Morgan to Adriano Rodriguez, who has walked, stolen a base, scored a run, and singled all in today's contest. And digs in here, and this pitch is high and away for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1. Rodriguez has been a thorn in the side of the Bison and pretty much every single team the Bearcats have played all year long. And she has just been able to find a way to get on base a lot this year. She'll take low for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez, a .424 hitter with 21 RBIs coming into today, and has certainly added to the average and the RBIs. And the pitch to Rodriguez. She pops this one up into foul territory. Danica Havlicek to her left, but will concede and let it go out of play. And the count now goes even at 2-2. The Bearcats, for the first time since the first inning, were held scoreless last inning. And here in the fifth, are not trying to have that happen again, as Rodriguez will look at the 2-2 pitch on the outside corner. It's now 3-2, nobody out. Rodriguez at the plate here for the Bearcats. Morgan quickly winds and delivers and fouls it off. Rodriguez swinging, didn't know if she wanted to, and then did, and just barely got a piece of it to make the count full and remain full at 3-2. So 3-2, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning, Bison with a 2-run lead. And here's the pitch. Rodriguez checked her swing. Did she go? No. 4. And that is the first walk since the third inning for Morgan. Her third of the game. And Laurel McCoy will step up to the plate here for the Bearcats, with a Bison leading it 7-5 in the fifth inning. And Briley Morgan will toe the rubber once more. Morgan leans back, gets ready, winds and delivers. And McCoy will take outside for a ball. And so the count is now 1-0. On Laurel McCoy, who last time up reached via fielder's choice, singled back in the first inning, came home to score on an error. Big swing and a miss there, throw down to second base, and bounding in time is Rodriguez. And there will be a stolen base for Rodriguez, her third of the day, second of the game. Puts a runner on second for the Bearcats. Laurel McCoy at the plate once more. The Bison have found some life here in game two and are trying to hold on to it with a 7-5 lead. Nobody out. Runner on second. The pitch to McCoy. She sends a hot shot into center field. Rodriguez will score easily from second. It's an RBI single for Laurel McCoy, and the Bearcats have cut the lead to 1. So leave it up to Laurel McCoy to drive home a run. She's done that a lot this season. Now with another one, as that takes her season total up to 24 after she didn't have any in game one but has one now. And it'll be Campbell Meyer at the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in a 7-6 contest. Morgan leans back, winds and delivers, and the pitch is high for ball number 1. So Briley, who got a lot of momentum after she dealt with runners on second and third and nobody out in the third inning, was able to get the Bearcats to go 3-3 after that. Meyer pops one up sky high out of the outfield. Hilker running all the way in will come in to make the play, and there is out number 1 here in the fifth inning. So 1 down here in the fifth. Bison with a 7-6 lead. So Campbell Meyer flies out to center field, and that will now, Sarchette will be at the plate here, and Sarchette will foul it off. She was hit by a pitch in the second inning and then popped out on a bunt in the third to Danica Havlicek in foul territory. And that was a part of that inning where they had second and third, nobody out. The Bison were able to send the Bearcats three up, three down right after that. And kind of used that momentum, and they overtook them and have taken the lead at 7-6 now, as Sarchet will take in there for strike number two. So no balls and two strikes. Sarchet will dig into the right-hander batter's box with her team down by one. And the pitch, Sarchet will take strike three. And it was kind of an uneventful one because Sarchet, I think, thought it was a ball and will make her way back to the dugout. It is strikeout number four for Briley Morgan today in her first since the second inning. And now Danny Hunter will dig in. So the Bearcats have scored 15 runs today. The Bison with 12. But they lead it 7-6. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up. Foul and out of play. So the count is now no balls and one strike. So no balls, one strike here to Danny Hunter, the nine-hole hitter for the Bearcats, trying to flip the order over again. Give Hannah Schneider a shot at Briley Morgan in the pitch. Hunter will take a strike. Take a ball, excuse me, just a bit high. Count goes even at one ball and one strike here. So we just hit 6 o'clock at the JC Sports Complex. Game number two, fifth inning, bottom of the fifth, 7-6 Bison. The pitch, and a big swing and a miss for strike number two here to Danny Hunter. With a runner on first base, two down, 7-6 Bison with a one-run lead. Trying to cling to that one-run lead and force a game number three after losing game one, 9-5. And she winds and delivers. This one's fouled off. So Briley Morgan, who has dealt with some jams today, but has also pitched very well with runners on base in certain situations, just like in this one. Allowed the run, but since then, it's been a flyout and a strikeout. Now she's got Hunter down to the count, one ball and two strikes. And here is the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt for a ball. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. So the Bison and the Bearcats, who have seen each other three times, including this game. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up high into left field. Left fielder Johnson running in. She'll make the play, and the inning comes to a close. So the Bearcats get one back, but not all to tie it up. And we head to the sixth inning here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 7, Scotts Bluff 6. It's Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Back here from the JC Sports Complex in McCook, Nebraska, in the B8 District Finals, where the Lady Bison and the Bearcats have been battling it out all day long. Bearcats won game 1-9-5. McCook here in game two, out to a good start through five innings in front 7-6, and are up here in the top of the sixth inning with the top of the order and a chance to add to that lead. So it's certainly been a long day for the Bison and the Bearcats. Bison trying to make it a bit longer and send us to a third game. Bearcats trying to get home early with a two-game-to-none winner. And now it is Brooklyn Gillen at the plate, and the pitch, Gillen with a hot shot past Rodriguez and into center field. And it's a leadoff first pitch single for Brooklyn Gillen here in inning number six. And Danica Havlicek will step up to the plate. So last time these two were on for the Bison, Havlicek hit a squeeze bunt with two down and Gillen on second. Gillen came all the way around to score. Havlicek beat the throw, and the Bison took the lead. Here's the pitch. That one's in the dirt. Gillen on her way to second. She's in standing up. The throw is into center field. Gillen will stay at second. So it's a stolen base for Brooklyn. Just her first of the game. Brooklyn, after somewhat of a quiet game number one, has been very active in game two. 3-for-4, two singles and a double, two runs scored, and now a stolen base. And Danica Havlicek is at the plate and the pitch, and Havlicek will take low at the knees. The throw down to third, and they get Gillen trying to take third base. So Brooklyn, who was going for the wide slide, the throw was wide as well, but it played right into the wide slide from Rodriguez. And so she's caught stealing third base. And that momentum can just be flipped with a little play like that. It's the second time the Bison have been caught stealing on the base pass today. And that one is just for a ball, and the count is one ball and one strike. So Hallie Schneider, who has worked through trouble, given up seven runs, but has somewhat remained consistent in the circle with what she's given. And here is the 2-1 pitch. Havlicek swings through it for strike number two, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes here in inning number six, the 2-2. And Havlicek looks at a close one. Scott's Bluff, I'm sure you can hear in the background, they wanted it. But it must have just missed on the inside part of the plate. Havlicek remains alive. Three balls and two strikes. And here is the 3-2 pitch from Schneider to Havlicek. And she'll take outside ball four. So just after Gillen gets caught stealing for the first out of the inning, Schneider issues her first walk of the game. Hannah and Haley today, between the each of them, the two pitchers for Scott's Bluff, have only thrown one walk. And that's how you like to see it. That is a great pitching staff. And now Paige Bortner steps up, wanted to go after that pitch, lets it bounce in the dirt, and taking second on that is Danica Havlicek. So Havlicek on second, one down, 7-6 Bison in the sixth. Would love nothing more to get another run. And here is the pitch to Paige Bortner, who takes inside for a ball. Excuse me. Two balls, no strikes to Bortner. Schneider dangles the left arm. Gets ready. And winds and delivers. And this one's popped up foul. Excuse me, dangles the right arm. It's Hannah Schneider. That is the lefty. Hannah is out there in right field as a lefty. And then Hallie, the righty. And the pitch. That one is low and in the dirt for a ball. So the count goes to three balls and one strike. Paige has worked herself a hitter's count. So the sun's starting to set, and it's peeking through the trees now here at the JC Sports Complex. Still a bit of shade everywhere. The pitch, she waits for that drop ball. Schneider looks at second, throws to first, got the runner there. They don't throw to third, and they'll go back to the pitcher. And so it's a ground out that'll move the runner up. So it's 1-3, moves the runner up to third, and Havlicek with two outs stands on third base, and Malia Hilker, who has done some damage today with two singles and RBI, will stand in, flew out her last time up, and sent one, probably the longest in the air fly ball we've seen today. Hilker will take low this time for a ball. The count is 1-0. Hilker hit one, if there was a warning track here, on the softball diamond, probably would have been in the warning track. Adriana Rodriguez, I guess, also hit one pretty far. It bounced off, it hit off the base of the wall. Those are her two longest balls today. And the pitch, Hilker will take inside, but takes it for a strike. And the count is now one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike, two down. Hilker at the plate. And here's the pitch from Schneider. Hilker swings, lifts it over Rodriguez. It's headed into left field. So the run will come home to score, and the Bison get the two-run lead back on a two-out RBI single from Malia Hilker. So it is a single and RBI, second one today. And it's 8-6, and now Hilker will take off and run towards second. So Hilker, using some of the advantage with her speed there, takes off and will take second base. So she stands on second. Weimers at the plate. Here's the pitch. Weimers, hot shot down the line. It's played by Campbell off her glove. The throw back. Is it in time? No! they'll come home to score. Roslyn Weimers with an RBI single. And the Bison now lead it 9-6 here in the sixth inning. Dan Fox and Scott's Bluff not loving it at all. And Dan Fox is going to maybe talk with a home plate umpire here and ask if they can talk things over. Meyer played it in fair territory off of her glove. It bounced up along the first base dugout and in foul territory, but Meyer was still able to throw it back to the second baseman. And so on there is Weimers with the single. So a runner on first base here for the Bison. The run comes home to score. They now lead it 9-6, and Keller will fight that one off foul. And so the Bison, in a game that they must win, have got a three-run lead with just two full innings remaining. Well, it'll be two and a half after this top half of the inning comes to the close. And again, the Bison with two outs strike. And here is the 0-1 pitch. Keller swings right through the off-speed. And the count is no balls and two strikes. And checking in to run here for the Bison as a courtesy runner is Aspen Bales, who's now down at first. Keller at the plate and the pitch to her. Keller will take ball number one on the outside. So one ball and no strikes. Runner on first base. Bison in front by three at 9-6 here in the sixth inning. And here is the 1-2 pitch. Keller swings a hot shot past McCoy into right field. The inning will continue. Bales takes a long turn around second, goes back to first. She'll be in there safely. And the Bison have runners now on first and second base, still with two outs in the inning. And Briley Morgan will step back up to the plate. So runners on first and second for the Bison. Briley Morgan at the plate. Singled and scored a run her last time up. She also stole a base and scored on a wild pitch. And now with two outs, she's got runners on first and second. The pitch, Morgan will take low. It's in the dirt. Bales running down to third, and she'll be in safely. Keller takes the bag at second. And so the Bison take the force play out at any bag there with just one pitch. And so the count is now one ball and no strikes. Two down. And at the plate is Briley Morgan. And the pitch to Briley. She swings. Hot shot up the middle. Into center field. One run is in. Keller around third. Make it two. And the Bison lead it by five in the sixth. And it's an 11-6 lead for the Bison. So a two-out, two RBI single for Briley Morgan. And the Bison in the sixth inning have cashed in a few more runs, make it three more, and they lead it 11-6. And gets ready here. She twirls the ball, gets ready to swing, gets ready to pitch. And here's the first pitch here, and Henry will take high and away for a ball. Count now one ball and no strikes. And here is the 1-0 pitch, and that is in there for a strike on the inside corner. So one ball, one strike. Briley Morgan, who pitched seven full innings in game one, now trying to do the same here today. If she can get three outs here, we'll only have three outs away from sending a game three here at the JC Sports Complex. This one will go off the glove of Weimers, and Wingert will be able to take second base with ease. Wingert able to get there on the wild pitch. So Henry remains at the plate. Runner on second, nobody out. Two balls and one strike to her. Henry digs in with the sleeves pulled up in the pitch, and she'll take high for a ball. So the count is three balls and one strike. Briley Morgan thought that one was a strike. Showed some emotion and now digs back into the rubber. The 3-1, that one's on the inside. So it's back-to-back walks to start the sixth inning here for the Bearcats, who really did their damage in game number one with the bases loaded twice, as they had the bases loaded twice in that game in the fourth and the fifth inning, and that's where most of their damage came when they put up 4-3. Now they have runners on first and second with nobody out and a chance to get the bases loaded with Allie Schneider at the plate. So Schneider at the plate, Henry on first, courtesy runner Wingert at second. And Kay Michelson is on deck, Allie Schneider at the plate. That is walk number five of the day for Gillen. For Morgan. And now she toes the rubber and will face Allie Schneider, who takes on the inside corner for ball number one. So not too many strikes here in this sixth inning for Briley Morgan. And she's trying to save off some runs here in the inning. Bison have some room to work with, though, as Schneider will take a strike. The count is now one ball and one strike. 11-6 here in the sixth. Bison with a five-run lead. Trying to take that back to the dugout, add more to it, and walk away the game two winners. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Schneider swings. It's a hot shot towards short. Picked up by Gillen. She'll flip underhand to third. Get the force out there. And so Weingart will get tagged out. Weingart, who was Gillen was looking to tag out. Instead, she just underhand flips it to Paige Bortner. So a fielder's choice, 6-5. That'll move the runner up to second base, Henry. Put Schneider on first base with one out. And now Kay Michelson at the plate, and the Bison have the same situation again. And Adriana Rodriguez will stand on deck. Kay Michelson at the plate. Michelson has delivered a couple of big hits today. Both of them being doubles and both having a couple of RBIs attached to it. This one, she swings and pops it up. And Michelson, who you wouldn't see slap anything, but she has got a ton of power and has hit a couple to the wall today on a hop. And now down to the count, 0-1 here with the runners on first and second and one down. Bison with an 11-6 lead. Michelson looks it high and away. So Briley Morgan trying to maybe reel that back in here after she looked so well through the last two innings after getting out of a big jam in the third where it looked like Scott's Bluff might shut the door early. And here's the 1-1. Michelson will take inside because at that point in the third inning, there was runners on second and third for the Bearcats and no outs with three runs already in. The Bison were able to get out of that inning and have scored in every inning since then. And here's the 2-1 pitch. Michelson takes inside for ball number three. So three balls and one strike now here on Michelson. Briley Morgan trying to find it here. Down to the count, three balls and one strike. Toes the rubber, leans back, winds and delivers, swing and a miss for strike number two. Count now at three balls and two strikes with one out. Briley Morgan will toe the rubber again as she waits in the back of the circle for the signal. Gets it, toes the rubber, gets ready, winds and delivers the pitch. It's a screamer right at the dugout. And the count will remain at 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, one down. Runners on first and second here for the Bearcats. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Bison with a five-run lead at 11-6. Have to win this game to force a game three and still have a shot of making the state tournament. And now, here is the pitch. Michelson will take inside ball four. So a walk, a fielder's choice, and a walk in the inning. That is walk number six for Briley now. She had six walks last game as well. The Bearcats have worked some really great at-bats and understand when they're heading the count, I am not going to try to swing at all. Courtesy runner will be checked in, fear for the Bearcats. And so Briley Morgan and Roslyn Weimer. Roslyn will call time. Easton now calls time and will run out there and talk with his squad. With the bases loaded, one out, an 11-6 lead, One swing of the bat here from a pesky Adriana Rodriguez could certainly put that five-run lead into question. Like I said, the Bison with some room to play with, but trying here to keep it at a five-run game. Just one out, but they have the advantage in that sense because with one out and the bases loaded, you can step on a bag and try to throw to first for the final out if it's close enough to the bag in turn two. But the Bearcats with a lot of momentum on their side of things with the bases loaded and just one out. And so Easton Gillen will run back to the dugout here. They're talking with his squad in the circle as they break out to all their respective positions. And Adriana Rodriguez steps up to the plate. She's been on base every time today. Two walks, two runs, two stolen bases, and a single. And here is the pitch to Rodriguez. She will take in there. No, just high and away for ball number one. So the count is one ball and no strikes. Been a long day already. And a Bison trying to make it longer by winning game two. She toes the rubber again, leans back, winds and delivers, and Rodriguez takes high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Here for Rodriguez and Morgan battling it out. Two balls, no strikes. Morgan toes the front part of the rubber, winds and delivers, and that one's in the dirt for ball three. So three balls and no strikes. In the inning so far, it's been three walks. Only one ball put into play. It was the fielder's choice that got the out, and now Rodriguez will look at the first strike. And Morgan, who slings that ball into the glove out there behind the rubber, now quickly toes it, winds and delivers the 3-1, and Rodriguez tattoos it out of the left field right at Danny Johnson. It's over her head, and no, she'll make the catch. And tagging and scoring from third base. And where we're at here at the position down the third base line, Rodriguez got every part of that softball, but it was just right at Danny Johnson. But it'll go as a sack fly. A run will come home for the Bearcats. The runner coming home is Henry. The runners stay at first and second, and now there's 2 outs on the sack fly. Out to left field. Does get an RBI on that. And now Laurel McCoy will step up, and she'll take high for a ball. So after a 3-0 count goes 3-1, Adriana Rodriguez sees the best pitch. She thought she saw that hole at bat and ripped it into left field. And where we're at here on the third base line, the dugout sits in between us and the left fielder. So couldn't really tell what happened, but the runner tagged and came home to score. This one's fought off into foul territory. Paige Bortner trying to make a play, and she was almost able to make it. And she didn't make the play. So Paige, hopefully she's going to be okay. And so the count will now be one ball and one strike. Paige Bortner had that inner glove. And Paige was coming to the right to make the play. Coach interference is what Easton's waiting for here. I don't know. I wouldn't call it that, as it was just a play that she was diving on anyway. Dan Fox did everything to get out of the way. And so Paige looking like she's okay, maybe just giving her a second to breathe there, as she thought she could have had that one, was looking into the sun, running to her right, made the backhanded play, and then when she came to the ground, the softball popped out. And here's the pitch now to McCoy, and that one's in the dirt for a ball. And so the count will be two balls and one strike. Two balls, one strike, two down. Bearcats at the plate here, down 11-7. Riley Morgan trying to hold on to that lead. The pitch, McCoy swings, fights one off deep into left field. Danny Johnson runs over and makes the play, and the inning will come to a close. So we are through. Six completes here from the JC Sports Complex. Our score, it is McCook 11, Scotts Bluff 7. This is Bison Softball here on Kicks 96.1. To the seventh inning we go here in the BA District Final, game number two. The Bison in a must-win situation are winning 11-7 as we head to the seventh inning. As the Bison able to get out of another inning with Scotts Bluff runners on. As a lot of runs today. Bison had 5 in game one, now 11 in game two. Scotts Bluff with 9 in game one, and here 7 in game two. And if the Bison can add a few more and then get 3 outs, we'll be heading to a third game, and it would be a big one with either team wanting to vie for that state tournament. And so Jocelyn Miller, the flex, will come in here for the Bison. So Jocelyn Miller, the flex player, will come in here for the Bison. So the flex will hit for the DP there. So Jocelyn Miller, who is playing in right field as the flex, meaning she didn't have to bat, but could be flexed into the lineup, has been flexed into the lineup for Cassidy Rogers here to start out the seventh inning. And so Jocelyn Miller will dig in here. And here is the pitch. And Miller swings, fights it off. It'll go underneath the glove of Schneider. The throw to first is not in time. And Haley Schneider had an easy play, but it goes underneath her glove. And I think that'll be an error. So E1 on Schneider. And it's another error for the Bearcats, who had 3 in game one. And have now had 1, 2, and just 3 in this game as well. Brooklyn Gillen at the plate now here for the Bison. And the pitch, Gillen swings and ropes it down the left field line. This could be multiple bases. Miller around second, on her way to third. She'll be in standing up. Brooklyn Gillen is on with a double here in the seventh. And the Bison, this time with no outs, have struck right of the Bearcats in the seventh inning.
Coming to the plate now for the Bison.
So the Bison,
number 7, Danica Havlicek,
who lead it by 4 here in the seventh. And now the Bearcats are going to be making a change here. And Madison Ribble, who played a big key role on Monday for the Bearcats, is going to check in. And so now Dan Fox will come back, and nothing will happen, as Ribble was about to come in, and now she doesn't. So Hallie Schneider toes the rubber again to face Danica Havlicek with runners on second and third and nobody out. And here is the pitch to Havlicek, and that one is in there for a strike. So the Bearcats will most likely go back to Hannah Schneider next game, and I think that's what Dean Fox is trying to do, give Hannah a little bit of a rest, but then understood that they could have her again in the seventh. They're able to bat around. Here's the pitch. That one is just low for a ball, as it's 7-8-9 due up for the Bearcats in the bottom of the seventh. So that would put Hannah as the four-hole hitter in that inning. So I think he wanted to leave her in for that since. And now with a 1-1 count here, the pitch to Havlicek. That's in the dirt for a ball. So it's Miller over at third. Brooklyn Gillen is at second after she doubled her way there. Miller reached via the air that went underneath Hallie Schneider's glove to start the inning. And the Bison are trying to add to it. And here's the pitch. Havlicek swings, pops this one up foul and out of play in a hurry. And the count is now 2-2 as the sun continues to set here at the JC Sports Complex. And we'll finally tuck behind everything and make it all dark here just soon, as that one is just outside for a ball. And the count is now 3-2. So 3-2, full count here on Danica Havlicek with an 11-7 lead for the Bison. Nobody out, runners on second and third. The pitch, Havlicek swings, drives it out into left field, and there will be no catch out there as that one will be down for a foul ball. So the count will remain at 3-2. So 3-2, runners on second and third. Bison trying to add to their already four-run lead. Scott Bluff was able to get a run back there in the sixth. And we'll have the final answer here in the seventh. And the pitch. This one's in the dirt, ball four, and so the bases are loaded for the Bison. So bases loaded for the Bison here in the seventh inning. That is walk number two only of the day for Hallie Schneider. And Paige Bortner will now dig into the right-handed batter's box here with the bases loaded and nobody out. Paige's only job, get him home. And here's the pitch. Paige will take low. It gets away from the catcher, rolls up against the backstop. Miller will score easily. Brooklyn will stay at third. And the Bison lead is now back out to 5 at 12-7 on the wild pitch that moves everybody up a base and scores Miller. So runners on second and third now for the Bison with nobody out, 12-7. And the Scottsbluff infield has come together in the circle to talk things over. So the Bison, who are trying to overcome a 1-0 game deficit after losing game one by a score of 9 to 5, now lead at 12-7 here in game two. Paige Bortner at the plate with nobody out and runners on second and third. The Bison in this game have had many of these situations, a lot with two outs, and have come up with the hit. And that's something that, if you remember, they didn't have a lot of in game one, especially down the stretch, and they've really flipped it here. The pitch Bortner will take for a ball, and it's 1-2 now here to Bortner. After the first one went off the catcher's glove and up against the backstop and allowed a run to score. So 1-0. Here's the windup, the deliver, big swing and a miss for strike number one to Paige Bortner. And the count is now 2-1. So two balls, one strike, nobody out. Runners on second and third for the Bison. And here is the 2-1 pitch. Bortner looks to bunt. She'll bunt it up the third baseline. This is going to be a tough play, and Paige Bortner will beat the throw. Ramirez just choosing to do the smart thing there and eat the ball with the speedy Brooklyn Gillen on third. And so it'll be a single on the bunt and load the bases up again with nobody out, and the dangerous Malia Hilker will step up to the plate for the Bison. Malia with 3 singles today, 2 RBIs, a run scored. Malia swings at the first pitch and tattoos it. High and deep to right center field. It'll get past a diving center fielder, Henry. 1 run is in. 2 runs are in. Bortner's around third. She'll score. It's a bases clearing. 3 RBI triple for Malia Hilker. And the Bison lead at 15-7 in the seventh inning. So 15-7, Bison lead it here in the seventh. Malia Hilker with probably the biggest hit out of any Bison today. A 3 RBI triple, and they lead it by 8 runs here in the seventh. Number 21, Roslyn Weimer. And so Roslyn Weimers is getting ready to get in here. Dan Fox and his assistant coaches are kind of going over some things, and I don't think they're going to have anything happen here. The first pitch to Weimers, it's in the dirt for a ball. So a triple and three RBIs. And Dan Fox is now going to call time and maybe make a substitution here. So Bree Lilly is going to enter the contest. And so we'll see what they want to do here. A lot of changes in the seventh inning. The Bison bringing in the flex, so that's a whole other thing. Bringing the flex into bat for the DP, which added a little bit to it. And now the Bison lead it by eight here in the seventh at 15-7. So the Bison with a huge bases clearing three RBI triple from Aaliyah Hilker, who you knew was due for a big hit like that. Four runs already in the inning, and we'll see what Dan Fox wants to go. As he was already talking about maybe taking a Hannah Schneider out, who will be his pitcher for game three if we get there. And Hannah Schneider and so So Bree Lilly, Brianna Lilly, or Bree, better known as, will make her way into the contest to pitch. And Campbell, and so, and so we're still trying to figure everything out, but one thing leads to another. Brianna Lilly is coming in here to either pitch or something. The Bison have scored four runs here in the seventh, and Dan Fox is trying to look maybe to game number three and get some help or just try to save off more runs that have come across. So if you're wondering here, it's in the seventh. If you're wondering why there was no run rule, it's because when you're in the seventh, there can't be. So 15-7. Bison out in front. And it'll be Hilker on third. Weimers is at the plate, and they're still talking things over as they're trying to see if Lilly can even come into the game. And finally, it looks like we are going to get it in. So, yes, that's what they're going to do. So, Bella Ramirez will come out of the contest. Hallie Schneider will move from pitcher to third base. And Brianna Lilly. Brianna Lilly will check in. So, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you all about it. After everything there, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, more Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. So Hallie Schneider has been replaced as the pitcher for the Bearcats. And Brianna Lilly will make her way in. The freshman will come on to pitch here in the seventh inning. And she will have a 1-0 count to deal with. And Roslyn Weimers at the plate. Malia Hilker on third. With nobody out here in the seventh inning, the Bison have already scored 8-4 in the inning and have bloomed their lead out to 8 runs. And it was a long time waiting there, but Hallie Schneider will move over to third. And then Ramirez, the flex, will come out of the game. And here is the pitch to Roslyn Weimers, and that one is in there at a strike, just a little bit below the knees. So the Bison and the Bearcats looking like they could be destined to a third game. Weimers will take low for a ball. The Bison with a 15-7 lead. But the Bearcats have been known for the seventh inning theatrics. We're down big to Gehring. Came all the way back to win it on Monday, 14-13. Here's the pitch. That one is high, and they are going to say she did not go around there after she checked her swing, and the count is three balls and one strike. Two and one. And here's the pitch from Lily, and she'll take a ball. And so the count goes to ball four, and so Weimers will walk. Nobody out here and runners on the corners. And Bree Lilly is in the circle. So runners on first and third after everything there. I think we're all just trying to keep our heads on straight. It's been a long day. Everybody's trying to. Here's the pitch from Lily, and Layson Keller will take low. And Aspen Bales will take off towards second, who came into courtesy run there. So she will get the stolen base. So now runners on second and third with nobody out, and Layson Keller at the plate. And here's the pitch. Keller swing and a miss for strike number one. So Keller trying to deliver some more damage here in inning number seven, where the Bison lead it 15-7. And this one's low, and probably thinking, well, the Bison are at home. Well, no, they are technically the visitor for game number two, but we'll be home for game three if we get there here coming up in, well, it's probably going to be more than a few minutes. And the pitch, Keller swings a hot shot right at Rodriguez. She picks, tags the runner out there, and Bales will be out at third base. And so Bales will be out over at third base. I think they were just waiting for the confirmation. The run does come home to score from third base in Hilker. So it'll be a fielder's choice 6-U and put Layson Keller on first base. Briley Morgan at the plate and a Bison 16-7 lead. And here's the pitch. Morgan turns to bunt, pulls it back. The throw down to second base won't be in time. And Keller is on second with a steal with one out. So just one out here in the seventh as the Bison continue to pour it on. Five runs already here in the seventh, and they have now scored in every inning from the third inning on and in six out of the seven innings today. The pitch and Morgan will take low for a ball, and the count is now one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike. Runner on second base. And the wind and deliver here from Lily is low for ball two. Two balls and one strike to Briley Morgan, the pitcher for the Bison, who will step back out onto the field and try to go three up, three down, and send us to a third game. And here's the pitch, and that one is low for a ball, and the count is now three balls and one strike. So three balls, one strike. One out, runner on second base for the Bison, who already have five runs in the inning. Morgan swings and tattoos one down the right field line, foul. And the count now goes full at three balls and two strikes. As the Bison, who led 11-7 coming into the inning, now have six runs in the inning, excuse me. Five runs in the inning, and a big swing and a miss for strike three there from Briley Morgan. Sorry, I couldn't count there. So that will be strikeout number one for Lily. And now Danny Johnson, who represents the ninth batter in the inning for the Bison, will dig in. So the Bison, if Danny Johnson can get off of her. Big swing, foul, tipped it right into the glove for a strike. And the count is now no balls and one strike here. So a lot of happenings here in the seventh. But each team trying to do a little bit of strategy here. The pitch, that one's in the dirt for a ball. They will throw it, get Keller to go back to second base there on a fake throw. And now at the plate, Danny Johnson, runner on second, two down, 16-7. And the pitch, Johnson swings and misses. Count is now one ball and two strikes here with two down, runner on second. Bison with five runs in the inning have bloomed the lead out to 9 at 16-7. Like I said, no run rule in the seventh inning because you're in the seventh. Doesn't matter if you need to end the game early or not. And here's the 16, and here's the pitch swung on, popped up high and deep out into right field, and making her way back to make the catch is Hannah Schneider, and the inning will come to a close. So we are through 6.5 here from the JC Sports Complex. McCook with five more, and they lead it 16-7 as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Back here from the JC Sports Complex. Yes, we've been going all day, and we'll go into the night if the Bison can get three outs here and force a third game in this B8 district final. Scotts Bluff won game one, 9-5. McCook with a five-run seventh inning have cemented a nine-run lead. So the Bearcats will need to have 10 runs in the inning. 10 runs in the inning, 9 to tie, 10 to win. And that would send him to the state tournament for the fourth year in a row. But the Bison, if they get three outs, will hold out to a game three, and they will try to send themselves to the state tournament in that game three, the first time since 2017. Campbell Meyer represents the leadoff hitter for the Bearcats, and she swings right through strike number one. And it'll be Campbell Meyer at the plate here to lead it off. And the first pitch, second pitch from Morgan is on the outside corner for a ball. Morgan dealt with a little bit of damage there in the sixth where the Bearcats got the bases loaded with one out. And here is the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike number two here from Meyer. So one ball, two strikes. And inning number seven. Bison as the visiting team trying to finish it off. Meyer will foul it off again. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. So one ball and two strikes. Campbell Meyer, after just fouling it off, digs back in. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike number three. So Campbell Meyer goes down swinging. Strikeout number five for Briley Morgan in this contest after she just only had two in game number one. She comes back with five here in game two after striking out eight Bearcats on Monday night. And now here Kira Sarchet will dig in. So Sarchet digs in and the pitch, that one's outside to her for ball number one. So one ball and no strikes. Now to Sarchet, who's trying to start the rally. Scotts Bluff needs 10 to win. And the pitch, that one's on the outside for a ball. And it's not possible for the Bearcats, who were down practically to their last strike and their last out multiple times. And now this is just a weird swing from Sarchet, who saw the ball go past her and then chose to swing. So the count is now two balls and one strike, but the Bearcats were down to their final strike and their final out multiple times against Gehring on Monday. Came back to win. Sarchet fouls it off here. Count is now two balls and two strikes. The wind has practically all but died down. Maybe every once in a while a breeze will come up, but at the beginning of this game, it was blowing pretty hard out to right field. Now it's coming in just at about 6 miles an hour from the northeast. It is a bit chilly now. And that one's on the inside corner for Sarchet. And the count is now three balls and two strikes with one down. And great weather overall, though, for the Bison in these district finals and the sub-district tournament. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and that one will be fouled off off the handle there from Sarchet, and the count remains full at 3-2. There have been many times, and I'm sure Scott's Bluff can attest to it too, where you're playing in snow in the district finals. And the 3-2 pitch, inside corner, ball four. So Sarchet works a one-out walk. That is walk number 7 of the game for Briley Morgan. But is dealt with the jams with ease. Has not allowed multiple runs in an inning since the third. And has only allowed one run since that inning as well. And Danny Hunter is at the plate with a runner on first base in the pitch. And she'll take on the inside corner. The count is now 1-1 and no strikes here. One down, runner on first base for the Bearcats. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Bison 2 outs away from forcing a third game. And here is the pitch. This one's popped up down the left field line. Gillen with a long run and attempted to get there but couldn't. And that'll be a long strike for 1-1 and 1 strike. So 1-1, 1-strike, 1 down. 16-7, Scott's Bluff. Down by 9. They do have a runner on here, trying to start a rally with 1 out. They need 10 to win, 9 to tie, and force an 8th inning. The pitch, and that one is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Here from Bradley Morgan to Danny Hunter, the 9-hole hitter for the Bearcats. And here is the pitch. Hunter swings through it for strike 3. Strikeout 6 for Briley Morgan. And Hannah Schneider, who will be in the circle for game 3 if we get there, will now dig in. She started game 1, took game 2 off, and let her sister Hallie pitch most of it as Bree Lilly came in for the last few outs there of the 7th. And now stepping up to the plate here is Hannah Schneider. And the first pitch to Schneider. She swings and tattoos it right at Gillen, who makes a diving grab at short. And the Bison, with their backs against the wall, force a game 3 with a 16-7 win over the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. We'll take a quick break, come back with your final numbers. Game 3 tied up at 1 apiece here in the B8 District Finals. 16-7, Bison with a winner here in Game 2. It's Bison softball on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex, wrapping things up where the Bison, with their backs against the wall, down, basically down and out. If they didn't win that one, they wouldn't have a chance to make it to the state tournament coming up next week. And they pull through with a huge win, 16-7. They put up 1 in the first, 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, 4 in the sixth, and 5 in the seventh to win it 16-7. They finish with 16 runs on 20 hits. They have 1 error, Scotts Bluff, 7 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors today for the Bearcats. Riley Morgan, again, does it all. She finishes the day 7 innings pitched. She gives up just 7 runs, 6 earned, walks away with 6 strikeouts, but 7 walks, something that she's got to certainly tone down as we make her way into Game 3. Bearcats had a lot of chances in that one, just couldn't seem to come up with a big hit, while the Bison had a lot of chances and did come up with a big hit. That's kind of been the difference. Riley Morgan, a lot, you would think, as she's now pitched 14 innings. You'd think she'd be tired, but she looked a lot better than she has really all day in those final 3 innings. And so she'll try to continue that momentum as we make her way into game number 3. So we'll have game number 3 coming up at approximately 7:30, get you back to some music, and then we'll bring you back here in just a few minutes for game number 3 between McCook and Scotts Bluff, with a chance to the state tournament on the line. Bison with a winner in game 2, 16-7. Game 3 coming up in just a minute. This has been Bison Softball here on Kix 96.1.